PicaProf, the company best known for its online critiques of college professors, is offering a new study aid for college students, downloadable lectures. There hasn't been a stampede to sign up for the service. So far, only four professors are making their lectures available, and one of them is the father of the PicaProf's company president. Still, this latest venture is raising some eyebrows and some questions. For more, we turn to Jeff Young, the information technology editor at the Chronicle of Higher Education, and he joins us by phone from his office in Washington. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So can you briefly explain to us how this all works?
Well, yes. PicaProf is a commercial web company, and they've set up a new service just in the last few weeks that allows students to the company is working with professors to record lectures, usually from large lecture courses where you can imagine there's hundreds of students. And now the students can log on to this website and download the course, the lecture recording, and they can listen to it. They can put it on their iPod, listen to it when they're in the gym or walking around the campus quad or, I guess, doing their laundry or whatever they're up to.
So that means they don't have to go to class?
Well, that's been a concern that some professors and others are raising with this idea of what's being called course casting. Will it be a replacement? The company stresses that this is something they think is a study aid. They want the students, they expect them to go to class, but then afterwards they could review. But, of course, some people wonder whether in reality it will be used as a replacement.
And how much does it cost to download a professor's lecture?
Well, it's interesting. That's been a developing story. They announced it at $5 a lecture. If a song's about 99 cents, I guess they figured a lecture would be $5. But they've recently actually just changed the fee to nothing if you're a subscriber to their service. So, and now, right now, anyone can go to the website and download these lectures for free if they are signed up for the service.
And you don't even have to be, do you have to be enrolled in the school in order to download the lecture?
You don't, although the folks at the company say that if a professor wanted to restrict it to just their students, that could be done. It's technically possible, but right now the professors involved say it's open to all.
You know, it's interesting, when you first said that it was $5 a lecture and, you know, less than a dollar for a song, I was thinking, how many kids really, I'm sure they'd rather pay less than a dollar for a song than $5 for a lecture.
Well, and it's interesting. I asked the company representative if they had any takers at the $5 price point, and in fact, they didn't say exactly no, but it was sort of, if it was any, it was very few. But since they've made it free, they've had, they say, over 600 downloads of the few lectures that they have.
Now, I understand there's only, yeah, there's not very many. I mean, who are the professors that are doing this? Is this kind of a pilot program? I mean, what?
It is a pilot, and it's only, it's for a marketing class and some others that are professors that the company, it seems like, had some contacts with already. So they're doing this as a test, but they say next semester they're going to open it up to a nationwide audience and invite professors anywhere to, well, at least on the campuses they deal with, which is, they have 120 or so campuses that PicaProf is currently working with.
Has there been any real strong criticism of this from universities?
Well, it's a little early, except for the questions about whether it could be a replacement, and especially now that the fee, at the initial $5 fee, they were talking about splitting the revenue. The company was going to split the revenue with the professors, and we were asking whether this might raise questions about, since these professors are being paid to do their job anyway by the university. But if that fee is erased, that issue seems to have dissipated.
But how would it make any money for this company if they're offering it for free? So that how would it make any money for a professor if it's being offered for free?
Well, like I said, they have advertising on their website, and they do charge in many cases to sign up for the site. It's $5 a semester or $10 for an academic year. Although the company has worked with several university student governments on some campuses too, so that the student government pays, and so anyone on those campuses can get access to the service for free.
Who's their competition? I mean, aren't there some student-run businesses that offer class notes to students that sleep through class?
There have been in the past services that offer class notes, but some say that those are little known, and this is tapping into the whole iPod craze, and this is something that they think people will, that'll be easier market. Students will see this more clearly than they might not have known about previous services.
Tell us a little bit more about PicaProf. What are some of their other services? Some of them are controversial, aren't they?
That's right. And PicaProf has been around since about 2000, and they primarily are a place to rate the quality of professors, and they've gotten, like others, they're not alone in this, but like others that offer this service, you could come in as a student and anonymously say things about professors. And obviously, a lot of the students judge the professors on how easy or hard they are, and this has concerned a lot of professors who say that this is helping push things toward grades overly, and that because it can affect enrollment, theoretically, if a lot of people pay attention to these types of rating sites, then a professor who is tough or sees themselves as tough but fair, but the students see them as just a hard grade, then students might avoid them, and the classes could actually face lower enrollments. But
nope.
That's been an issue.
We were talking earlier about politics on campus. Do you know if they ever rate the professors politically as conservative, liberal, too conservative, too liberal? Anything?
I don't know if Pick a Prof has a note for that. Obviously, people can write in sort of open-ended comments, and that might come up. There have been other sites that has been more prominently featured. But I think a lot of times the criticism of these types of rating services have just been some mean-spirited comments in some cases when they're just completely anonymous. Although a representative from the company told me that they are, you know, that they try to review comments and take off ones that they consider unfair. But they say they review them, but obviously some people see comments that they think are unfair.
How popular is Pick a Prof? Is the company making any money yet?
Well, like I said, they have signed up with 120. They've set up 120 campuses, and they say they've got deals with some of the student governments and that kind of thing. And I have a sense there are people using it for that service that they've been running for a while. It's hard to know exactly. The company's not out saying too much about how many people are using it or how much money they make.
Okay. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Jeff Young is the Information Technology Editor of the Chronicle of Higher Education, and he joined us by phone from his office in Washington. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.